104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Yeah, she's back after cheating on
Just
us
stop.
In New York City.
I did not cheat.
Pretty's back with all the goss. Let's talk Coachella right now. It's the festival that everyone goes to because we're so cool.
We're so cool. Well, weekend one is just about wrapping up. Two highlights that I got to talk about from the weekend. One, no doubt, back on stage, reunited after nearly a decade away from each other. It was pretty cool to see.
And Gwen looks exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly the same. And, you know, a lot of these headliners bring out guest stars.
Yeah.
No doubt brought out Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, that's great.
Which is huge. So they sang Bathwater, which is No Doubt song, together.
Okay, we got a little bit of that. Have a listen in. So good.
Yeah,
so good.
They're so good. And the other thing was Renee Rapp was doing her set. She brings out Kesha to sing TikTok. Now, you remember at the beginning of her song, she goes, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy."
Oh, yeah. "Wake up in the morning." Yeah, TikTok song, right?
Yeah. But with everything that Diddy's going through, she decided to change the lyrics.
Uh-oh. Can we play this? Are we able to play it on the radio?
There's a beep. You'll understand.
All right, okay.
"Wake up in the morning like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses."
Yeah.
Wow.
There were hand gestures as well. Let's just leave it at that.
You know, it's crazy about that. Did you see Jason Derulo? We mentioned this on the show just before the vacation. Did you see Jason Derulo, what he posted?
What did he say?
Oh, my gosh. Jason Derulo went and attacked 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because Jason Derulo was asked in an interview about P. Diddy, and then Derulo's response was, "Well, you're innocent until proven guilty, so basically, let's see. Diddy didn't like that. Attacked Derulo.
50 Cent
attacked Jason Derulo. And then, so Derulo then attacked 50 Cent on social media. Now there's this beef between Derulo and 50.
But 50 Cent goes after anyone and everyone.
Derulo took the bait. I was like, you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's your Coachella update. What else? What have we missed over the weekend? What's been going on?
Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli. We unfortunately lost him.
I know. How old was Cavalli?
83. Oh.
Okay, good life. But his legacy will live on, Cavalli, right?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently, he was battling a long illness, but they didn't specify a cause of death. This was really exciting for me. Renee Zellweger is officially coming back for another Bridget Jones movie.
Oh, Bridget Jones.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to head to theaters next year. Hugh Grant will be back as well. The last time we saw the character was in 2016 for Bridget Jones's Baby. It's going to be called Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy.
Okay, there we go.
And then we got to talk about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, we lost O.J. as well over the weekend.
Age of 76 after battling cancer, which I had no idea about. But, okay, there are two big stories related to that. One was there was a rumor that they were going to donate his brain to science to study the effects of being an NFL player.
Yeah.
But his lawyers come out to say, no, that's not true. He's going to be cremated later on. The other big story was, you know, with the whole case, a court in California basically said that he owes the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and others $33 million, which he has never paid till this day. And they were hoping that after his death, that they would get the payout, the families. Mm. But his, basically his officials have come out to say, we're going to make sure the families never see any money from OJ.
He was never, was he acquitted of the?
Yeah.
He got was away never with charged.
It. I mean, he wrote a book called If I Did It.
And the sales for that book have skyrocketed once again.
I never understood that. I was too young, I think, or not involved in that whole OJ saga. But all I know is that everyone you hear it says that he did it, but he got off it.
Yeah, because the glove didn't fit.
Yeah, like I don't.
Oh,
yeah. Wasn't there a whole movie on this? I'm gonna watch
People's
that movie.
People.
Yeah, I think I'll People versus OJ. It was. Yeah.
I'll probably go back and watch that. But
David Schwimmer.
I mean, I don't know. Do we say maybe rest in peace?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all
we can say. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you, Pretty. Good to have you back. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.